Hello, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And we are always featuring the success of entrepreneurship. And today we're being hosted by the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. And I want to thank them very much. And also our true host, Mark Furman, partner, head of the litigation at Tarlow, Breed. Our first guest, or one of our guests, is Evan Macedo of Sapers & Wallach, Inc., and he is Director of Finance and Operations. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Before we start, do you want to just tell our listeners a little bit about what the firm does?
Absolutely. So Sapers & Wallach is a fully we take a fully comprehensive, holistic approach to our clients. We service them with different types of insurances. We mostly cater to executive benefits. We have a retirement advisory department where we advise on 401ks, 403bs. We have a wealth management department that helps people with their wealth management solutions. And we try to take a fully holistic approach to kind of looking at everything all in one place and trying to add the most value to our clients so they can have peace of mind and sleep better at night.
Peace of mind. I've heard that before from your firm. You've been around a long time, third generation?
Yep. Yeah, three generations now.
And it's what, over 80 years?
I think it's now about 55 years since Sapers & Wallach was fully incorporated.
You know, the whole field of executive benefits, 401ks, that's a very evolving field.
Absolutely.
Is the firm having to sort of parallel that by going through a lot of changes itself to be relevant in today's market?
Absolutely. I mean, you always have to adapt with what's coming down the pipeline. Laws are always changing. Mm-hmm. We always keep up to date with anything going on. In respects to our business, we have a lot of legal partners that always keep us up to date so we can have the information available and ready to our clients beforehand so we can be proactive with what's coming down the pipeline instead of reactive after it has happened.
So how does the firm gone through changes in the last couple of years to evolve in this marketplace?
Absolutely. Well, one thing that we've done recently was we've partnered up with the Hilp Group of New England. We sold off our group benefits practice to them, but everybody in that department has all stayed in our organization inside our office, so we're still operating as one. And that has really allowed us to open up our back office. There's a lot of expertise from the Hilp Group that we can now rely on. It's also allowed us to open up and offer P&C to a lot of our clients. So that's been another thing that's been working out really great. And we're just trying to structure ourselves with the right people for the future. We have several different departments, and our sort of strategy is to hire very highly educated, sophisticated employees, so that way everybody's an expert in their division. And then when we can all come together as one organization, we really can be as effective as we possibly can for our clients.
Now, a lot of, companies think of your service, like a lot of services, maybe even like mine as well, as commodity. How do you sort of stick out in a world where there are probably more financial advisors in the Boston area than any other city in the country?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think we get that a lot. I would say it's looking at all the different aspects that we can handle for a company instead of just taking the silo approach and saying, we're just going to do your group benefits, we're just going to do your wealth management, we're just going to do your 401k advisory. When we look at lumping all of these different services together, we can really find something that fits and is catered to the client, and we can give them that extra value-added services that not all other firms can if they're just looking at one piece of the business, whereas we're looking at the business, the owners, the employees, and the welfare of it all in one take.
Interesting. Another question. Let's go back to your background. How did you get into this field, and what's your background?
Yeah, I graduated college at UMass Amherst and was lucky enough to be in the Eisenberg School of Management. That was a fantastic school. Made a lot of great connections from there. From there, I worked at a venture capital firm in New York City, managing a delinquent loan portfolio from a very large bank. And they had purchased a construction company and needed somebody to head the finances, make sure that, you know, the money was being managed properly. So they brought me in there. I was in New York City for about 5 years working for the venture capital firm and the other subsidiary firms that they owned. But really wanted to come back to Massachusetts because that's where I was born and raised. That's where my family was. So after about 5.5 years, I decided to come back here and be closer to home.
And why Sapers & Wallach?
Well, Sapers & Wallach.
You could have gone to another VC firm. You could have gone turnaround. You could have gone banking. I mean, and you went to a family business also.
Well, I like the small businesses a lot more than the larger ones because I felt like it gave me more autonomy to do more. And what I liked about Sapers & Wallach were the people. I met with a number of different people from Sapers & Wallach. I met with Aviva Sapers. She was fantastic to meet right off the get-go. And for this role, they gave me the autonomy to go and make improvements as I saw fit. There was not a lot of, you know, red tape to go through. If I had a really good idea and it would benefit the company, they were all for supporting me to do that. And that was really what attracted me to it.
Good. And how long have you been there?
Going on my 4th year now.
Okay, so you're a veteran now.
Yes.
So do you think that there's still a viable marketplace for the small to medium-sized executive benefits insurance agency? Because a lot of them are going away. They're being consumed in the marketplace. There's a lot of acquisitions going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even you yourself, you've sold off a portion of your business, even though you've built a bigger back room than you had before. So do you still think there's a place for that small, medium-sized business?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, a lot of people I don't think realize, if you're an executive for a company, I don't think a lot of people realize what is available to them, and they don't understand what their company has in store for them. And if you can get more of a smaller, mid-sized group together to come and talk to you and really educate you on what can be done to prepare you for the future and prepare your company for the future, I think that's something that would be very valuable to the whole mid-sized market space.
Good. Do you see a lot of changes coming to the industry over the next year? I mean, there's a new tax changes coming in. So what should people be looking for?
Well, there's always going to be changes coming down. I would say almost every year, every couple of years, they're coming out with new topics that'll be big icebreakers for the industry. But in terms of the new tax laws that's coming down, it's definitely going to affect everybody. It's always evolving and changing. So I think the best thing to do is to kind of team up with your key advisors who are, you know, always up to date, reading what's going on, going out lobbying for it, and make sure that you're partnering with somebody that can keep you on track for, you know, all the different roadblocks that may come up in the future.
Are there certain industries that you think are more of a sweet spot for Sapers & Wallach than others?
Yeah, that's we typically deal with companies. I feel like our sweet spot is companies for 50 employees and above. We deal with a number of different types of industries. One that I think we excel at is a medical professional or different types of tech companies. They're very fast-growing companies, and they go from an infant stage to a much larger organization in a very short amount of time. And I feel like that's where we can really add a lot of value to these organizations.
Good. Evan, if someone wants to find you or find mm-hmm. Sapers & Wallach, how would they do that?
Well, they can go. We have a website, Sapers & Wallach, sapers-wallach.com, or they can give us a phone call. Our direct line is 617-225-2600. I'll say that again, 617-225-2600. You can ask for Evan Macedo, mm-hmm. and I'll be happy to take your phone calls. If you need any help with financial services or executive benefits or your 401k plans, I'd be happy to put you in touch with appropriate professionals from our organization.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the radio today, and I also want to thank our host, the law firm of Tarlow Breed Hart and Rogers at 101 Huntington in the Prudential Center, who are hosting us today in their wonderful, expansive conference room. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.